go ahead and talk to me about your experience being, you know, a homeless family with you and your, is it your son or your daughter?
My son.
Your son.
Yeah, okay. He's 13. Okay. The experience I have experienced with being homeless has been a rough one. I've never been homeless before in my life. I've always had a backbone, which was my family, my parents. Even as an adult, I still had my mother to rely on if times fell hard on me. So this is my first experience with homelessness. It's made me a lot stronger. It has opened my eyes to a lot of different things that are truly sad, that our world, community, and just people who have, like, the power to make things happen aren't really doing all that they can do for families that are homeless, for individuals that are homeless. I walk around downtown Los Angeles and I just see things that I've never seen before. One, because I'm homeless and I have nowhere really to go, so I have to be in an area where I'm close to because my finances are very limited. So it's giving me experience to where it's teaching me what I don't want to see. And also it's teaching me when I get to a point where I'm able to be stable and my career is perfect to give back to what has given to me. Before, I was kind of selfish where, like I said, my mom kind of sheltered me away from this life. And I didn't really think of homeless people as people who needed help. I thought of homeless people as people who didn't want help and put themselves in that position or situation. But now I see that it's not like that. Being homeless, talking to homeless families, interacting with homeless families, I'm like, your story is like mine. And I thought it was the opposite. I thought you guys just did not want to do anything about your situation. And it really shocked me because it was like, oh my God, I've misjudged a lot of people. And a lot of people misjudge homelessness because they don't know what it is and what it becomes. I became homeless because I chose to live two lives. One as a hard worker, but the second one as a parent. The parent has got me being homeless because I'm a parent of children that I don't have in my care, and I care for my children. I was living in Las Vegas, Nevada, with, I have a 2-year-old. Her birthday is today. And her mom took her last year. She took her November 10th, 2008, and ran off. I didn't know what to do. Sleepless nights. I filed court paperwork. And finally, I got custody of her. We had joint custody where I brought her to Las Vegas for 30 days. Her mother came, got her, and brought her back to California for 30 days. It continuously went on and on and on and on. But I really wasn't seeing what was going on with my daughter. I'm a very, very close parent to my children. And I got frustrated with having to do all this traveling, and then her mom has her here for 30 days, and I don't know what's going on. So I took it upon myself without any thought of not having anyone here, because my mother was still in Las Vegas, to say, I don't have a backbone anymore. I'm out here with my son and myself. My income was okay, but it wasn't enough to sustain a hotel for a month at a time. And I slowly start seeing the income that I had slowly go away. It just kept going away, no matter how much I tried to minimize certain things. It just kept going away. And finally, it got to the point where some days I didn't have enough money to get a hotel. So me and my son rode the bus all night. Or we slept on the bus bench. My son is 13, so that is a big barrier with a lot of shelters. A lot of shelters will not take a child over the age of 12. Or a man with a child, especially a boy. They service more females with children than men with children. So that barrier kept coming up everywhere I went to get shelter. How old is your son? He's 13. Oh, we can't help you. I'm like, so I go to a different county. How old is your son? He's 13. Oh, we can't help you. He's too old. So I kept going and kept going and kept going. And finally, I just stayed out here. I got on my phone and I went online and I looked and I saw a homeless shelter and it said Union Rescue Mission. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm always downtown L.A. because it's a nice hour and a half ride from downtown L.A. to Long Beach. So I'm trying to look for the longest ride where me and my son could rest. We won't be out in the cold and we'll keep moving instead of just being in one spot. And finally, I came to Union Rescue Mission. I actually had to go to Midnight Mission for a night because they couldn't help me the day I came, but they told me come back at 9 a.m. I came back at 9 a.m. and they assisted me, took me around the family's dorm, asked me if I could take it, and I told them yes. It beats being outside. It beats being homeless and having a 13-year-old have to sleep on a bus bench, you know. But I'm still fighting with the fact of I'm out here alone. Family members have tried to persuade me to leave, but I can't because my daughter is here. And as long as she's here, I will not feel safe leaving her. And that's a major issue why I'm homeless, because I want to be there for my daughter, and I can't just get up and leave. It's no way, you know. And it hurts me because I have a 13-year-old that's going through the motions. He really is. But ever since we've been here at the Union Rescue Mission, oh my God, his face is like a sunshine. Like, the staff is wonderful. The people are not, their nose are not uppity like, oh, he's homeless, so he's not better than us, you know? And that's what's making me stay even more, is like the support you get, you know? For someone who's homeless and needs a lot of support, right here is a beautiful place to be at the Union Rescue Mission, because I didn't know that they had this much support. When I came in, I was looking like, oh my God, I'm around a bunch of people that talk to themselves, screaming at themselves, and is doing nothing. And I come in and I see a different world, like a different world. And it makes me proud to say now I can kind of fight harder for my daughter, knowing that I have shelter where I don't have to worry about, oh, in 2 days, I'm going to have to get out of the hotel room because I don't have enough finances to pay for the hotel. The hotels are expensive. The hotel I was staying in was roughly around $1,300 a month. I have a son who has a disability. He requires a lot of attention. Jobs that I've had in the past wasn't too thrilled on me taking 2 days off here, 3 days off here, you know. The last job I had, I worked for City College in Long Beach for the financial aid department, and the only reason why I couldn't go back there is because I lived in Las Vegas for a year. When I came back, I didn't fill my financial aid paperwork in time. to get offered a job. So that barrier, now that would have been a perfect job because, one, they knew me for 3.5 years. Two, they knew the situation of my son. So now I go around and, you know, I apply for jobs, but a lot of the jobs that I apply for are like 8-to-5 jobs. My son can't be in a house by himself. He can't even go leave school by himself and catch the bus because he'll get lost. He'll just ride the bus. And then I'll be like a paranoid parent going crazy. Where is my son at? Where is my son at? Oh, my God, I don't know where my son is at. So those are like small barriers that are something that I'm working with the Union Rescue Mission. My case manager is also helping me out. And it's just, like I said, again, it's a blessing to be here because I have so much support. I actually have a little bit more support than my mom would give me, you know, and that's something special that I look for. But homelessness is something I've never, ever thought I would be. But it doesn't make me less of a man anymore, you know. It actually makes me stronger of a man because now I know what I truly have to do. And I ride the train a lot. And it's a billboard that says, it takes a hero to ask for help. And every time I see that, I say, you know what? I am a hero because I have a son who looks up to me. And if I didn't ask for help, I would be dragging him down right along with me. So I'm his hero. Because now he can go to school on a daily basis. He can be clean. He's fed. He's not cold. He gets a good night's sleep. Safe. He doesn't have to worry about someone, a police officer shaking him or saying, get off this bus bench. I don't have to worry about seeing him stressed out because he can't sleep on a bus because he's like this and his neck gets a crook or something like that. And it's just a total blessing.
Do you think a lot of, I would say, I guess, fathers or mothers that are homeless are afraid to ask for help because they maybe are, I don't know, they think they can do it on their own? Or do you think a lot of people are afraid to ask for help?
I have met a few families that are on the streets right now, and they are afraid to ask for help. One, they're afraid that their kids are going to get taken. You know, they're afraid that Child Protective Services or DCFS is going to come in and take their kids because they're homeless, not by their choice, but because either A, my example, ran out of funds, couldn't pay for a hotel got too expensive, or they're just out on their luck, you know, lost their job. One parent lost their job. The other one doesn't make enough money, you know. So, yeah, I believe that they are scared. You know, I was scared because I heard so much. I felt like if I had my son out of the eyes of other people, they wouldn't be able to judge me and feel like I'm doing something wrong. That's how I felt when I became homeless. Like, oh, my God, these people are going to take my son away because I'm homeless. And I believe that a lot of families that are out in the streets and are trying to hide from letting someone that know that they're homeless, they're scared because of those issues, you know. And it's a sad situation where a family is sleeping under the freeway because they don't want to ask for help because they're scared that someone's going to take their children, you know. And some of them are very good parents. You know, they just fell hard on their luck. So, you know, I think that is a case.
Okay, and then how exactly? So you were in Las Vegas.
Yes, I was in Las Vegas.
I assume you had your son with you.
Yeah, I've always had him.
And what happened with your job situation? Because you said you worked at Long Beach City College.
Correct.
Was that while you were going to school, or was that?
I was going to school and working.
Okay.
I actually, with the daughter I just shared about, I actually took her mom to Las Vegas to start a whole new family.
Okay.
like trying to get a start. I had finished a semester out in May. I received a Distinguished Student Award for having a 4.0 GPA in May. And I left. Went to Las Vegas and started a whole new family. You know, not a whole new family, but just started a new life. Me, my kids, and the mother of my newborn, which was, now I see a bad idea because I took her away from all of her family, not knowing that she needed her family. I was thinking more of us being a family. And I tried. I worked in Las Vegas. I went to school. I went to CSN in Las Vegas. I'm always going to school. I'm a very firm believer in education. So I was doing pretty well in Las Vegas, but like I said, it was one thing that was missing, and I chose to say, you know what, I know a lot of things. I come from California. I wasn't born in California, but I was raised over 27 years in California. So I know a lot about California. I know about how to look for resources and services. Plus, like I said, I spent almost four years at Long Beach City. So, you know, those were my roots, like my grounds that I knew that it was like a safe haven. But when I went back there, my barrier was income. Then it became housing. And once the income and the housing became barriers, the homelessness just set in. And it was like, oh my God, I'm homeless. Like I'm used to getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning, getting ready for class, taking my son to school after class, getting ready for work, coordinating my schedule. I'm a normal person, you know. I'm used to practicing before our radio show, get myself ready, know what I'm going to do when I go into play music. Those things are like key things that I did. And it's like it kind of threw me off, but I'm starting because I'm so secure at this moment with Union Rescue Mission. I'm like starting to get back into the role of things. And it's starting to feel good that I was able to utilize Union Rescue Mission to help me find my way back. Because like I said, I was lost. I was riding the bus. I didn't want to ride the bus for 2 weeks. Nobody, I don't think anybody in their right mind, thank you, anybody in their right mind wants to be homeless. I don't think anyone. You know, but it happens. But it's what you do once you become homeless. It's, are you going to let the homelessness just get to you? Or are you going to fight it and utilize everything that is given to you? And I chose to utilize everything that's given to me, you know. But I say prayers every night for those who I walk past and who are still sleeping on the concrete, who's trying to get warm. I watch it every day, and it touches me. It makes me sad, but it touches me to the fact of if I ever become a very well successful person, one of my key goals is to help the homeless in Los Angeles. I mean, worldwide is but Los Angeles is where I come from, and I see it. It's crazy. You walk the streets, and I'm just amazed at the blocks and the blocks and the blocks. And then the part I'll share with your experience I saw yesterday. I jog once the nighttime hit. I jog maybe 2-3 miles. I'm not only jogging for exercise, I'm jogging to clear my mind, and I'm jogging to see the atmosphere and what's going on out here at nighttime. And I've seen a couple holding each other, laying down, like trying to keep each other warm. And in the back of my mind, I said, that's love. Then I said, that shouldn't be. they shouldn't be on that ground trying to use a shirt, a small jacket to keep them warm. They should be in a shelter somewhere, somehow, some way, you know. And it just keeps me grounded. It keeps me thankful. I thank God every day. I get up in the morning and I just tell him, I thank you, God, because a month ago, me and my son was on the bus and didn't know where we were going to be. And now I have so many different people helping me. And it's like, oh, my God. A gentleman just called me today and he said, I put your son on the list. We're going to take him shopping in December for all new clothes. And I just started, like, I was like, you got to be kidding me. He needs all new clothes, and I don't even have the money. But I was thinking, like, how am I going to get, it's wintertime. How am I going to get him all the winter things he need to make sure he doesn't become sick, he's warm? And a gentleman called me this morning while I was thinking of it. Actually, he emailed me, and I called him back, and I said, I didn't even tell him I was thinking it. It just was like, he said, yeah, I put him on the list. He'll be one of my first kids that I put on the list to take on the 12th to go shopping. We're going to go up in Hollywood. And I'm like, really? Like, thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, yeah, homelessness is something that I pray every day it just goes away. I pray every day because someone out there truly needs help. And not only that person needs help, that person is just like me. Just don't know how to ask for it. Once they know how to ask for it, things will start to change.